USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
They're still at it. Two members of the squad who could have gone to Israel with a bipartisan congressional delegation but did not continue to speak out against President Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the report.
Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib are addressing the travel restrictions to Israel and Palestinian territories. Michigan Congresswoman Tlaib says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is taking advice from the president.
It is unfortunate Prime Minister Netanyahu has apparently taken a page out of Trump's book and even just direction from Trump.
Tlaib did not offer any evidence to her claims.
On Wall Street, the market gaining ground, the Dow up almost 250 points to close at 26,135. The NASDAQ up 107 points. The S&P 500 up 35 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root for Amp Fest 19. Amp Fest 19 is the most entertaining political event and Trump Fest of the year. For any conservative who wants to be empowered and entertained, or for any Trump superfan who wants to just have a blast, if that's you, head to the Trump Doral Hotel on October 10th to 12th in sizzling, sexy Miami, Florida. Headliner speakers at Amp Fest 19 include Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Dinesh D'Souza, Charlie Kirk of the Turning Point USA, Brandon Straka of the Walkaway Movement, and of course, yours truly, Wade Allyn-Root. I love that guy. But this is more than a traditional political event or Trump Love Fest. Amp Fest 19 features a Texas Hold'em poker tournament, golf tournament, comedy night, pool party, yacht party, fashion show, movie screening, Women for Trump Social, and prayer breakfast hosted by Alveda King. To register for Amp Fest 19, just go to AmericanPriority.com. That's AmericanPriority.com. It all happens October 10th to 12th at the Trump Doral in sizzling, sexy Miami. I'll see you there. AmericanPriority.com.
Vice President Mike Pence in Detroit, Michigan, talking about the economy.
The unemployment rate has dropped to a near 50-year low. We've seen the lowest unemployment rates for African Americans and Hispanic Americans ever recorded. The American dream is working again for every American.
The white New York City police officer involved in the 2014 death of a black man named Eric Garner fired. The video at the time going viral, and now 5 years later, the New York City police commissioner with the announcement the officer is out. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
James O'Neill called the firing of Officer Daniel Pentolino as a tragedy for everyone involved.
A man with family lost his life. And that is an irreversible tragedy. And a hard-working police officer with a family, a man who took this job to do good, to make a difference in his home community, has now lost his chosen career. And that is a different kind of tragedy.
I'm John Clemens.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A shakeup at the top of the Bureau of Prisons. It's the latest development involving the death of Jeffrey Epstein, found dead in his cell in a federal facility in New York City. The Attorney General Bill Barr firing the acting chief of the Bureau of Prisons, Hugh Horowitz, and replacing him with Dr. Kathleen Sawyer, who ran the department from 1992 to 2003 before retiring. This is the third director in 2 years to leave the agency. The job involves overseeing 122 federal prison facilities, including the Metropolitan Correctional Center, where Epstein died. In USA News for Your Health, vaping potentially a huge problem for some former smokers. The CDC, Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, investigating after dozens and dozens of people sent to the hospital with serious lung issues linked to vaping and e-cigarettes. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Nearly 100 possible cases of severe lung illness have been reported in 14 states since June, including 30 cases alone in Wisconsin. The CDC says there's no conclusive evidence that an infectious disease is causing the illnesses. The health agency says it appears all of the cases are similar and possibly linked to e-cigarette use. The patients have mostly been adolescents and young adults who've come down with severe breathing issues requiring hospitalization.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.